Okay, folks, my name is Wolf Siegert, as you heard before, and we have today the 23rd of September 2014, and we are still in Manhattan, and it's the end of a long day, and suddenly something and someone appeared who changed for us the whole landscape again.
Hi, my name is Alexander van Boetselaar, and I'm the Managing Director of R&D Solutions at Elsevier.
No, Alexander, we had a very fascinating presentation. You have invited a group from Germany to come here. Is there a special interest in doing that?
I think any chance that we have to interact with a large group of publishers, I think is worth taking. We have a long-standing relationship with the VDZ. Yeah. They've been here before, and I think as the VDZ is learning from Elsevier, we're learning from events in Germany. So I think for me it was very worth making this time.
Can you tell us some of the learning things which have been of importance for you?
So the key things for me working within Elsevier and working within the information industry is, as I said, the importance of people and having the right people, especially in a changing environment. Having the right people is absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. Having a clear focus and strategy, executing against mm-hmm. that. And being a lot more realistic in anything that you try to do.
And you made it very clear that suddenly you're not only a technology company, but you're putting back in place what content meant before we even starting to digitize the world. Is this an international phenomenon, or are there specific topics which are different in the US world or abroad?
No, for me it's very much an international topic. And for me, one of the kind of the key things of working for Elsevier is we are a global company. Content is king. Adding technology to create solutions that impact outcomes is the same everywhere. I think what you do see in the US is that probably the market is a bit more receptive for information solutions and seeing the importance of information to make better decisions.
The growth which you have been showing here on the market is not famed by acquisition, but really by constant development. Can you just elaborate a little on that one?
Yes, so we are, as a company, a strong believer in organic growth, because in the end, the company needs to be able to grow by itself. And adding acquisitions doesn't necessarily lead to long-term growth. So we've been working very hard to create products that address needs that are structural, that won't go away, that add true value, and that we can distribute globally so that we can get into large markets.
And because of this global aspects and because of you having been successful, maybe we have the chance with you to look a little into the future and not just on the promising side of the future, but maybe about the challenges which are going to appear not just the next quarter, but in maybe the next 4 years.
Overarching, I'm a huge believer in the potential of information, the importance of information, and how that will drive better decisions. That's the good thing. What is going to be the challenge is that this is becoming an increasingly competitive market space. I think the investments required to play in this market and to have skill are going to increase. So we're going to see a large consolidation happening in this market with content players, technology players all competing against each other. And I think the key challenge is for the companies to remain standing in that. And for me, I think the key thing you have to do is it is relentless focus on the customer, the outcome of the customer that you are trying to impact. It is being bold in the investments that you're making and increasingly important the partnerships that you do. There's no one company that can do this by themselves.
Great. Thank you, Alexander. I think we're more or less done, but there's something very specific on your name being linked to our von Humboldt, Alexander. And you know he has been a big explorer and a big scientific person. And he always asked for something to have a right on his own on a very specific moment of freedom of speech. So I will give that to you. So you have another minute or two just to elaborate on anything which is in your mind, which you think is of importance for our listeners.
My passion for information, I think, is clear. And I would urge everybody to see what information can do. Be careful with the information that you distribute about yourself, but see how information can be used to make better decisions.
Thank you much.